Baby, it's cold outside. With these unbelievably cold conditions, we can stay in an airtight house and out of the wind and bundled up. But what about livestock? The answer is out of the wind, but not necessarily airtight. Livestock expert Bill Hathman.
Main thing is with our livestock, if we can have a windbreak for them where they can get out of the wind, we have to be careful, though, that we don't put them in a building that's too airtight. Otherwise, we'll get too much moisture buildup and we'll actually maybe accidentally kill them with kindness, but they might get pneumonia or problems like that from moisture buildup up in there. But if we can keep them dry is the other thing, and out of the wind, plenty of bedding, and then make sure they have access to water. And in some cases, we may have to up the ration just a little bit because they're burning more energy trying to stay warm than they would be under milder weather conditions.
Your animal's coat is also important.
What you want is a clean hair coat because that traps air, and air is the insulating layer in the animal's coat, and that's why they have that extra dense winter hair coat is to trap more air. If that's matted down and wet, it'd be like us going outside in the cold weather in a wet sweatshirt. It's not going to do any good at all, and that's kind of what the animal faces when it's out there with a wet hair coat.
Remember, again, the access to water. Keep checking their water source in these freezing temperatures, otherwise they'll be licking ice.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.